Good morning, it's Friday, August 21st, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. Today's issue centers on immune resilience as the engine of extreme longevity. A new study finds that people who survive past 110 harbor hypervigilant cancer-fighting immune cells that may explain the biological basis of their extraordinary survival. Stanford research adds that multi-organ aging may partly stem from immune garbage collection breaking down, with zombie neutrophils accumulating in tissues macrophages can no longer clear. On the supplement front, when you take your vitamins, turns out to matter nearly as much as which ones you take. David Sinclair's move to human eye trials and a sharp metformin evidence check round out a dense, actionable issue, starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection. The headline, "The Secret of Supercentenarians, Hypervigilant Immune Cells That Hunt Down Cancer." According to New Scientist, a study of people who have lived past 110 years finds they carry unusually high levels of a specific immune cell type that appears primed to detect and eliminate cancer, possibly the most concrete biological clue yet to what extreme longevity actually requires. This is the one to read today. Harvard study. Alzheimer's patients on cutting-edge drugs are still skipping the basics. From Journal of Prevention of Alzheimer's Disease. A Harvard Brigham and Women's Hospital study of 267 early Alzheimer's patients, including those pursuing cutting-edge anti-amyloid antibody therapy, found that suboptimal adherence to core brain health recommendations, exercise, sleep, diet, cardiovascular risk control, was widespread across both groups. David Sinclair takes epigenetic age reversal to human eye trials from Time. Time's Longevity Leaders 2026 profile reveals that David Sinclair's lab has moved from animal models to human clinical testing of his epigenetic reprogramming approach, beginning with age-related blindness. In supplement news, when you take your supplements matters as much as which ones you take. From Medical Express, a review of timing-based supplement evidence finds that absorption varies significantly by time of day. Iron absorption was 37% lower in the afternoon than in the morning, and vitamin C's benefit plateaued at just 80 milligrams, with 500 milligrams offering no additional absorption gain. From the research desk, Stanford, aging organs may suffer when immune cells stop clearing zombie neutrophils. From Rapamycin News, Stanford researchers report that a key driver of aging across multiple organs, liver, brain, heart, lung, spleen, may be a breakdown in immune garbage collection. Tissue-resident macrophages that normally consume spent neutrophils become less effective with age, allowing zombie-like neutrophils to accumulate and trigger chronic inflammation. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.